Well, beloved, I'm so excited, and I want to thank you so much for honoring me on my birthday and releasing the miracle seed. You have truly made a very powerful statement into the heavens, and you're telling the kingdom of God that I will not muzzle the ox that feeds me. I will not muzzle the ox, but I'm going to honor God's servant. I'm going to honor God's prophet with my seed of love and appreciation. Beloved, I'm so excited. I'm overwhelmed. I thank God for you from the depths of my heart. And I want you to know that you're getting ready to see the blessings and the favor of the Lord. And you're going to come into a season where not only God is going to do miracles for you, but He's going to touch your household and your family. And as you have released this seed, you get yourself ready because angelic visitation is coming unto thee. Things that has been held up is going to be released. Things that has been stuck, it's getting ready to be released. God's going to touch family. He's going to touch loved ones. He's going to touch siblings. He's going to touch children. A new strength and a new power is going to come upon you. Also, you have your 11 steps. You got to put the work in. And as you work it, it's going to work for you. For as the Bible declares, faith without works is dead. I want you to write those scriptures down, and I want you to follow my divine instructions because I see you in mastery. As I'm in my year of mastery, I see you mastering the things that has been trying to come against you. I see you mastering the works and the thorns of the enemy. I see you mastering the obstacles, the trials, the tribulations. I see you mastering your health. I see you mastering your money. I see you mastering your relationships as you are along with me in this year of mastery and destiny and purpose. Beloved, I prophesy right now that you receive the oil of divine favor. I prophesy the blessings and the goodness of God that it shall rest upon thee. I speak life and blessings into your life. I speak increase. I want to take you into some prayers in a moment after I give you some dates. It's crucial that you follow these instructions, because you're getting ready to walk into great mastery and great leadership. For these prophetic instructions of mastery is going to bless you. There are 11 situations that God wants to do for you as you're walking into mastery. And I want you to know, but beloved, that the heavens are getting ready to open up for you. What is going to happen as you follow these 11 steps of mastery? Increase. New confidence, new inspiration, new joy. You become unstoppable as you follow these instructions. I want to talk to you about a few dates in just a moment. Now, as you're going to move forward into the month of March, if you're seeking favor or promotions, or you have to apply for credit, or maybe you want to get a loan, the Lord says do it on March the 3rd and March the 11th. If you have to sign any kinds of papers or contracts, God says do that on the 4th and on the 6th of March, for these days will work out in your favor. For legal matters, you have to deal with a legal matter or even a tax matter. You can do that on the 7th as well as the 8th. You can do that on the 7th as well as the 8th of March. If you want to buy a car, or do something perhaps around major repairs or decorations, but mainly for vehicles, or trying to buy something, a vehicle or an appliance, but mainly a car, then the Lord says go ahead and do that on March the 2nd, March the 3rd, or March the 9th. To open up that new bank account, do it on the 3rd or the 11th. Open up that new bank account. And as you open up that new bank account is going to cause money to open up in your other accounts, and they're going to draw new money, new increase. You're going to see, beloved, as you're moving into mastery, debts are going to be wiped away. Situations are going to be solved. Whatever it is that was stolen from you, God said, I'm going to give it back to you in your year of mastery, and you will eat the good of the land. Beloved, I want to thank you so much. Follow the instructions. Get on the call tonight with me tonight because we're going to discuss this here. And you are in your season of great mastery. My friend, each step that you're doing is getting you closer and closer and closer. I feel as if the kingdom of heaven is opening up unto you. When you have discipline, order, and focus in your life, and a made-up mind, you can become invincible. No devil in hell can stop you. No devil in hell can break your focus. I want you, beloved, to write down 11 situations that you want God to walk you into mastery in. You're going to write down 11 situations, 11 things that you want God to help you walk into mastery over. And then I want you to begin to take out of these 11 mastery steps, I want you to take a scripture. I want you to begin to identify a scripture in this email and match it with each of the 11 situations that you want God to help you with. I want you to list the situation and the scripture side by side. I want to say that again. I want you to write down 11 situations that you want to walk mastery into through the help of the Holy Spirit. Then I want you to take these 11 mastery steps and take one of the scriptures and match each one of them to the 11 situations that you want God to help you with. Maybe there are two scriptures that identify with your situation. Well, let me give you an example. I need healing in my body. Then you're going to take the scripture and the 11 mastery steps and apply it to your situation. You're on your way to mastery. Each step is bringing you into a powerful realm of mastery. And as you apply this scripture to that situation, you're going to walk into favor and increase, and you're going to master that thing. If it's healing, then apply the scripture. If you need a mastery in your household, in your finances, in your relationships, apply the scripture to it and watch the scripture become alive in your life. Okay, beloved, let's go into prayer. Let as you master these steps, you're coming into divine favor. I don't care what Balaam, I don't care what devil comes in your path, I don't care what altar that has been trying to throw in your path from your forefathers and their sins. I want you to know that when you have God on your side, you cannot be defeated. With divine favor in your camp, there will always be the shout of the king. With divine favor, God will respect every sound you make. Why? Because God is backing you up. When divine favor is upon you, it will draw a mark. It will draw a circle of protection around you. And the enemy, nor the devil, nor opposition can touch you. Why? Because the favor of the Lord is upon you, and you will outshine people, even those that have spoken up against you. Now let's go into prayer, beloved. And as you're moving in faith with that seed, you're going to see the favor and the blessings. I want to reserve a special seat for you at my birthday celebration on March the 4th. I want to reserve a seat for you. Do the miracle seed of the 156, and we will reserve a special spot for you right at the birthday celebration. The prophets are going to be there. Now, let's get ready to go into prayer, beloved. Right now, I decree and I declare that every strong man still in your favor, that they release it and die in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come and repeat after me. Every strong man that is stealing my favor, release it and die in the name of Jesus. Barriers to my favor, clear away in the name of Jesus. God, arise and move me from labor to favor in the mighty name of Jesus through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the oil of favor locate my head in the name of Jesus. Let the oil of blessings, let the blessings and the favor of the Lord rest upon me and find me even right now where I stand. My season of favor appear by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every good thing that I've been looking for, begin to look for me now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come on, repeat it with me right now. Every good thing, everything that is sent from heaven, every blessing, every level of increase and abundance and favor and blessings
an inheritance. Everything that was stolen from me, let it find me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let every power holding onto my favor release it and die in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I am anointed for greatness. Let greatness fall upon my life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release me. Release me from known and unknown curses in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let every mouth that has mocked me run in shame and in fear. Let your blessings overtake me. Let them run me down. Bless me, Father God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Send forth your blessings. Oh, Lord, I now receive the perfume of divine favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ as I am walking in mastery. And it is so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now seal my name, seal my blessings in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's it, beloved. It's done. It's done. It's done in Jesus' name. God bless you.